in one hand and one in the other. You just gotta be
ambidextrous.
Holy shit. Bienvenidos a
kind of like skiing, you know?
Dextrous?
Yeah, you ever go skiing?
Soy Travis, Travieso Spencer. Y está aquí con
nosotros.
Oh, David Duarte.
Sí.
Juan Derby.
No, 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 no. Y el guest muy especial.
Holy jeez.
Are you gonna fuck up my name first because we
want to
correct you?
Dios mío. Sueria.
No way.
Maritza Soria.
Oh, Maritza Soria.
So say that again one more time.
No, because you'll jerk off and it's way too soon.
I'm going to anyway. Means we'll be to a girl this time.
Too soon. Why too soon?
Well, I like some foreplay, so we could just kind of say some jokes before he jerks off.
What do you
off.
Think the 15 minutes before this was?
That's what he calls
if
foreplay.
You're not wet by now, I don't know what to say.
You two have been inching closer together on the couch already.
Not
emphasize
it.
Inching.
Inching.
He's got 2 inches.
I'm so trying to get 5 inches away.
If I could only get 5 inches away, I'll be all right.
Just the tip, just to see how it feels.
We're come on, restaurant people. We like the tip.
Finally, we start highbrow.
So this is episode 25. This is kind of a big deal.
You kind of, huh?
For me.
For you.
For you, huh? It's kind of a sure big deal for me. It shows bride. That I wasted 25 days of my life.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
at least.
And we have to recycle bad guests already. That's another big deal.
Oh, no,
oh you're not
guess.
A bad guest? Oh, you were a great guest. I'm kidding.
Shut the fuck up. I'm never coming back.
You got to talk is into your hard? Microphone. Okay. I knew yes. this was going to be a problem.
I know. I'm sorry.
You can just any, hold it.
Any,
hold it like Derby does.
My, like, close to my
here,
face
put another
nervous.
Pillow behind you.
Oh,
Derby.
Derby.
What? Derby, just what sit behind
that
her.
That was actually really classy of me. Like, fuck you.
Just sit behind her. And
just sit behind her and hold the mic
here, just sit in my lap and I'll prop you forward. Don't ask how.
All of a sudden, just...
Oh, Derby. Oh, insert. Oh, yeah. Now I'm good.
Thank you. That feels great.
Oh, that was my tooth on the microphone.
So, Maritza, we've got you here in honor of Dia de los Muertos. Si?
Si.
And so why don't you tell us something about Dia de los Muertos? How's it different from Halloween?
We Mexican people are very sarcastic, so we like to make fun of the things that we're afraid of.
Do they do this in Guatemala as well, or only in Mexico?
I don't know. I've never slept with a Guatemalan, so I'm not sure.
So you don't know anything about anyone you haven't slept
yeah.
with?
Yeah, so I know.
This is how I educate myself.
This
I sleep with the world.
I learned about white people.
So it's kind of like yeah. the Matrix. You just insert that thing into you, and you get all the information out
pretty
of it.
Pretty much, yeah. Like,
that's why Travis knows so much about cats.
My slogan is,
that's why cats know so much about me.
Meow.
Goes both ways.
Shit. Good point. Sorry, we interrupted you there. I'm going to start muting people when they interrupt you.
I know, can you?
Well, if you talk louder, I wouldn't have to interrupt
you. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
John Derby.
This is not a Verizon.
I'm sorry, I'm so funny. Yeah. I got another pillow.
Under my ass, please. Thank you. Day of the Dead, we make fun of death. We don't want to be scared of it. We celebrate the lives of the people we loved, and that's it.
Really? Is that... Or is that just you that makes fun of it and some people take it seriously?
Well, no. You know, we make fun of death. We don't want to be scared of it. That's right. part of it. But also we celebrate the people that you love. So it's a good thing to remember instead of being afraid or being sad, you know?
Right. They're just dead people.
I know.
Is there candy involved?
I like
involved?
To sleep with dead people, but I also like to remember them once a year.
Oh, yes. Do Mexicans believe in ghosts?
Yes.
They
I'm
have
sure.
to.
I love that question.
Stupidest fucking question I've ever
do Mexicans believe in ghosts?
I'm going to go ahead and say
some. I would think that some do and some don't.
What?
I think, no, I think they're actually pretty afraid of ghosts.
Pretend that.
But they believe in
well,
them.
Well, they don't call them ghosts. Like, I think white people are like, ooh, ghosts, like in a sheet. It's more like spirits. I think they believe in spirits.
How do you say that in Spanish?
What?
Spirits. Like, what would you call a ghost in Spanish?
Fantasma.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. So much cooler than ghost.
It is.
Like, you can't say Casper the Friendly Phantasma. you know.
Well, you could, and it would sound awesome.
I know, it would sound way cooler. It wouldn't sound like it's something for a little kid.
Somebody's phone is vibrating, and I don't feel comfortable with it.
It's usually Duarte. I'm surprised it was me this time.
I just send those vibes out.
That's, yeah.
Vibrations.
That's
like,
just
I'm
me.
I'm sitting in a couch. Call me.
No. Is that where Fanta gets its name from? Does that have something to do with ghost in Spanish?
No, I think Fanta was made just so that hot girls could dance to the... What were those
Fanta,
girls
Fanta,
called?
Fanta, Fanta,
Fanta. Right. Fanta.
And they wanted it to sound Latin.
I guess.
Because
Fanta.
Those were hot girls.
They're the only ones that make pineapple soda.
Yeah, but it's made by like Coca-Cola. They just sell
whatever.
It to the Mexicans.
Right.
Yeah.
But Mexicans probably distribute it or something.
I love my generalizations.
Yeah.
Mexicans probably actually made
it's
it.
It's better normally
for
you just say brown folk.
You
what?
Know how they
That's
make the way they make Fanta, like they just have a Mexican girl stick her finger in the soda and it gives it the flavor.
Oh, delicious.
They put a little pico salt in there as well.
Is it just any Mexican girl or is it like
any
a Tijuana hooker?
Anyone they find.
Oh, a Tijuana hooker.
Selling chicle on the street.
Well, it depends on the flavor, right?
Well, yeah. I mean,
for orange.
I want one of them strawberry bitches then. I love that shit.
Black people make the purple drink.
Damn right.
I thought they were all Tijuana hookers.
Well, no, you know.
We're all Tijuana hookers in spirit.
We can make grape.
Oh, good point. Good point.
Thank you.
So last time you were here, you told us that you think that the apocalypse is going to be an ultra feminist movement where an allergic reaction of semen and spitting vaginas ends the world. Well, people will end because they can't procreate anymore because women will become allergic to semen.
Yes.
And do you still think this hat's going to end?
I stand by it.
Do you?
Why not? Yeah.
Can we hear it in Spanish? Can you say your whole theory in Spanish for our Spanish viewers?
Viewers.
We
that is.
That's why there are none.
Actually, if you can mime it for us, that'd be great.
Is this a secret porn tape? Like, yes. Country
I
want to
hear. I want to hear a prediction about the apocalypse in Spanish. I didn't think there'd be.
How long?
Just
long?
You know, just basic.
Apocalipto.
El apocalipsis. That's what it's called.
Just so
we
you
should
know,
call it that
when
from
your mom
now
listens,
on.
when your mom listens, she can hear you say it in Spanish.
No, I don't want my mother to listen.
Ever.
Never.
Turn it off now. Mom, what are you doing with the radio?
Yes.
Mom, how did you figure out how to use a computer?
Mom, how do you know what scissoring is? Stop. No.
How do you say scissoring in Spanish?
I don't know.
There is such word.
That's a tough one.
There is. They call it tijerear.
Tijería?
Tijerear.
Di?
Ti.
Ti.
Like Tijuana. Tijerear.
Tijería. Yeah. Oh, yes, I like that.
Yeah.
Tijeria
like
in
it,
Tijuana.
I like it. It's a win-win situation.
Is that like actually for like girls scissoring, or is that just scissoring anything?
No, for scissoring. Yeah,
okay.
It's like, but not cutting. Scissoring.
No, not cutting.
Not.
Dude, if two girls are cutting themselves doing that, they need to relax. One less Red Bull before you get into the sack, ladies.
If two girls are cutting themselves and scissoring
seriously.
At the same time, they need to send me their emails.
No, that's
right
the point
now.
That I walk out of the room because it just got a little too aggressive.
No, it's like two girls, one scissors.
Two girls, one razor
Holy
blade.
Shit.
Awesome.
You shouldn't need band-aids after lesbian sex.
Have you ever fucked an open wound? You don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, what? You know nothing about the
You don't fuck till it bleeds?
You haven't even lived.
Two girls, one cheer.
Oh my God.
It's obvious he hasn't been raped yet, so.
It is so rare that I feel like the sheepish one in the room. And all of a sudden I just felt like, whoa, wow, I'm a fucking square. I don't.
Whoa,
have
dude.
A lot of blood in my inner core.
Do you have it in your stool?
Well, naturally.
Okay, then you're good.
Naturally.
You have a healthy, you know, amount of blood in your life.
When you take as many chances as I do, you're going to shit some things out.
All right.
I don't know what that means.
So I need the official Spanish version of your apocalypse story.
All right, here it goes. You're going to have to put subtitles on it later for our viewers who are watching
yeah,
this.
Exactly. I plan on all that. Don't worry about
our viewers.
Or Malaysia.
Viewers.
Viewers.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yo creo que el apocalipsis va a venir cuando las mujeres sean alérgicas al esperma y ya no puedan tener hijos. That's it. See, quickly.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was really good.
I understood about 3/4 of it, too.
Yeah, good job.
I'm really happy with
that.
I actually
understand 3/4 of your penis.
So semen.
It's pretty good.
Well, that's all you can take.
Yeah.
It's kind of large.
When I hear that, it makes your English that much more impressive.
Which, the penis or the...
3/4 of
Why
penis,
is it always about penis with you?
It does make your English.
I want a penis. We were talking about how
that's
bad
true.
I want a penis.
So. That is literally the conversation we had walking over here. She wants a dick.
I really want a dick.
Not like some dick, a dick.
A dick. I want to have an attached dick to me so I could feel what it feels like to fuck a girl.
That's pretty hot, yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't?
So do I, shit.
I don't have a penis that knows what it feels like to fuck a girl.
Oh, man, I've been telling him for years now that it's gonna happen.
I need a penis, I need a girl. I think maybe easier for me.
I was gonna say, we've known each other too long to have just had this talk.
Today's the day. Why do you think you're both on the casting couch?
I was gonna say.
I like that.
I'm off for a reason.
His phone is not vibrating for no reason.
Then it would just my.
I'm like, was that you texting me? How subtle. Let's get the fuck out of this podcast. Yeah.
Have you thought about surgery?
No.
No.
I've seen surgery. I don't know.
No.
Ugh. My vagina flipped open. I still want to have a vagina. I just want to have a penis.
Like
maybe
penis for a day,
a,
though, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just
she wants to be Jamie
well,
Lee Curtis.
Like a week.
Didn't we talk about strap-ons last time you were on?
No, I don't think so.
You didn't?
I don't want a strap-on, though. I don't care.
No, that's not the same.
Yeah, she doesn't. She wants to know what it's like.
I feel like I was here for
what
the
it feels like
conversation. I don't remember who that was.
I think we did talk about.
We no, talked about her math, and it's like
I know
a week
Gabriella.
Ago, 2 weeks
yeah,
ago.
That was like yeah, 2 weeks ago. Yeah,
no. Yeah.
Gabriella, we talked about
yes.
strap-ons.
Yeah, no, it was not me.
No,
you're but right.
Women, the same.
Yeah,
the same
it's
to me.
True. It's every conversation.
True.
With
yeah,
girls, like,
can't remember the faces anymore.
Right.
Allergic to cum. That's
absolutely.
I can identify all their boobs. I have no idea what their faces are.
Yeah.
Talking to you is talking just like talking to every other woman ever.
I'm pretty sure. This is why I don't talk to women.
I love it. I love it when I'm talking to Maritza and somebody walks by and she's like, shut up. Shut up. Don't talk to me in front of girls. They don't understand.
They
won't
don't get it.
They don't get it. It's like they feel like it's insulting.
Amen to that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Seriously.
Women that's don't get it.
I know. Just take it in the face. It's okay.
I'm like, can you just call me a whore? Oh, that's hilarious.
Less
talky. So funny. All right.
You just can't
on.
Joke with women these days, you know? Just that's like Rick true. Santorum says.
Wait, that guy, isn't he like. Doesn't Santorum mean the semen that comes out of your butt after you're getting butt fucked or
it's
something?
It's a combination
maybe.
Of lube and. Oh, no, no.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
A combination of like semen
and lube.
Feces.
Dripping out of a butt.
Yeah.
Right?
Really?
Again, I
and
feel like
that
the fucking square in the room. I didn't even know any of these words fucking existed, and that somebody coined a.
No, no.
Is that
how
why
that
he's
happened
so anti-gay?
More than once?
No, okay.
He's so anti-gay. They need this.
Well,
this
he
stuff.
Started.
Holy shit!
He was saying some shit about gay people and.
Pardon the pun.
Dan Savage. I think it was Dan Savage. Like he's like a New York Times. He's a really famous writer. You probably heard of him. Mm. But he made it trend on Google like to number one. With all of his connections, that Santorum literally meant the lube, shit, and semen coming out of a man's asshole after yeah. sex. So that's pretty good. That's pretty
I
good.
Wish I had that kind of clout.
Yeah, seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, don't fucking talk shit.
Anyone
about me.
That crossed me would be some sort of a gay way to shit outcome.
Yeah. Well, and now he's running for president. And so if you Google Santorum, that's the first thing that comes up.
Holy crap, that is awesome.
That might hurt your
it's
chances.
Like, are you sure you wanted to see Santorum? I'm like, of course. And I'm like, oh, delicious.
But,
oh.
But Google Safe Search Moderate is on low. Yeah. Is
that's
on
like medium. When the frosty machine breaks at Wendy's is probably what that looks like.
Probably tastes about the same, too. Well,
you go to Wendy's?
I was like, I was Wendy's.
She's the fat girl with the hamburgers.
She's not that fat.
She was actually on the commercial this last week.
How could she not be fat? She's been eating
she's
square
like,
hamburgers.
She's like, hi, I'm Wendy. Yeah? And they're like, we're like, really?
What happened to the skinny pigtail yeah. girl?
What happened to the little cute redheaded chick?
She named the hamburger after her dad, and she called her Big Dan.
Big and Juicy.
And I'm like,
it's like
wow.
Dave's
yeah,
Big
yeah,
Juicy.
Like, you suck your dad's dick.
Yeah, Dave's Big and Juicy.
Dave's Big and Juicy. That's what we used to call Duarte. Then they threatened to sue, so we had to fucking drop it.
We're gonna
just juicy.
Just juicy. Now he's just juicy.
Yeah. Dave's juicy.
That's why he wears those sweatpants and it says it on the butt.
That's why mine's at, my burger is at Carl's Jr., the junior star.
Isn't that what your tramp stamp says?
Dave's juicy.
Dave's juicy.
It's got it's crossed juicy. Out. There's like.
Whatever is false is like junior. My father is senior.
Something
oh,
like
dear
that.
God.
You
yeah.
want to look at the
That one didn't translate well.
No.
Yeah, lost in translation.
It's hard to talk about balls. Like, in her defense.
Yeah, dick jokes are so much easier.
Dick jokes are easy. Balls.
Balls, you really got to focus your energy and try to figure out.
You better have some solid scrotum material.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
I was going to say, I'm a big fan of the scrotum because it's such a great word.
If you don't compare it to an elbow, you're in trouble.
If you get chote or chote.
Chode.
Chode or perineum in there with
perineum.
With duck scrotum.
Duck butter is another one I like.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. Butter.
Yeah, duck butter. That's the same thing as a perineum, basically. I mean,
it's on the perineum.
Exactly.
That's the Femunda cheese. Yeah,
Femunda is another good one.
The perineum is the actual skin.
Oh, my God.
The duck butter is what's on the skin.
You okay, John Derby?
This is terrifying where this is going.
And then beneath.
I'm like, we just announced every word for funk in a crotch that we could think of. Like, what the fuck?
I'm sure we could go on.
And then
most of you guys went to college. Like, what are we talking about?
I didn't go to elementary, so fuck you.
You didn't go to elementary?
Skipped elementary, huh? You did it backwards.
Yeah.
And once you pass the perineum, you'll reach the Santorum.
And once you're in the Santorum, you'll go through a layer of duck butter.
You guys are making it.
And that's how I have AIDS.
Are we still talking about Wendy's? All right, so our first story of the apocalypse this week. There's a Halloween party. I should know the name of this company. But
I
didn't write it down. It's like JP Sachs or something.
Bomb or something like that.
All right, you'll tell me in a second. But they specialize.
Prepared.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Where's my mute button?
Silencio, por favor.
Gala. All
right, so this company specializes in foreclosures. They represent banks and mortgage servicers. And they had a Halloween party where the theme was homeless people. Some people dressed up as, what was the name of the
Stephen company? J. Baum.
What a fucking
sounds
douche.
Like a prick.
Law firm. Yeah.
What a douche. So they had a party where people came with signs and dressed like bums, like they got kicked out of their house. What was one of the signs?
Third party squatter. I lost my home and I was never served.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
I'm trying to even think of what you can compare
America.
That to.
Glad to be here?
Yeah, I'm so happy.
Awesome.
I could never be raped in Mexico and be this happy about it, you know?
Raped or raised?
Both of them.
Like, I meant to say raised.
Yes.
But I think I said
would
raped.
That be like priest having a Christmas party and dressing up like altar boys and being like, my butt hurts. Like, is that...
Yeah,
like,
pretty
I'm trying to compare that to something that's like, that's really kind of fucked up. Like,
It would be fucked. Like American soldiers dressing like dead Iraqis.
Well, that
no,
I'm
that's
sure
hilarious,
happens.
Hilarious, but I was going to say, have you been to Gitmo?
More like
happens.
More like politicians dressing like troops with their legs blown off and shit. You know
politicians
what I'm saying?
Like sweeping tables. That would be pretty funny.
Yeah, that would be good. But no, if they came to the party, they got shrapnel in their neck.
George
shit,
Bush doing
like,
blackface like on a roof with a FEMA sign. Like, is that close? Like, am I in the ballpark?
No,
dude.
Yeah.
George Bush hates black people. classic excuse.
George Senior looking like Tyrone Biggins, looking like a crackhead.
Any excuse to put George Bush in blackface? I want to see that before I die.
That would be awesome, man.
Once before I die.
Maybe if you can get control of his corpse.
Dude, you could talk him into it. He's not that smart. Dude, couple shots of gin.
I have one blackface story from personal experience.
Doesn't surprise me one bit. You're easily the most racist person I know.
Oh, it's terrible, dude. I had no idea, man. I was like 12 years old, I think, and I won best costume for being Steve Urkel. Right? But that was at school, and I was not in blackface, right? When I go out trick-or-treating, all of a sudden, my parents blackface
dogs
me
off
up.
The leash, man.
Yeah, and I had no idea that was, like, an offensive thing. I'm going up to black people's homes asking
probably
them for candy, and I'm getting these weird-ass looks. Oh, my God.
Wow, your parents put black.
Oh, yeah, my parents are so racist, it's ridiculous.
Does anyone else hear banjos when he's telling that story?
I do.
I think we'll edit that in.
So I'm like, I'm surprised they were reserved enough to not have you in blackface at school. It's like, you know, they fought about that. Like, your dad was like, come on, we really can't do that. And your mom's like, fuck it, we're doing it.
You know what?
And that's a spot on Mama Duarte, by the way.
We really needed him to graduate middle school.
If you have sex with someone with blackface painted on, is that like biracial sex? Like
no, that's bridging the gap. That's ending the hate.
Okay.
I would fuck you to go a fake black person.
To go a step beyond that, since you've done that, do you go back?
To blackface or to not
blackface?
Would you ever fuck a white person again?
I can, but they have to be in blackface. Yeah.
It's a black face with a white dick? Who wants that?
Like, no, you gotta go black dick too.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's like, at least if it was black dick, white face, you'd be like, woo!
Can you imagine that? Like... You're spray painting your dick every 5 seconds.
I wish people could see the motion you're making right now. I wish people could see the spray can motion on your dick that you're making with your hand right now.
We need to.
Can you imagine that?
For the Spanish viewers, could you describe what he's doing in Spanish?
It was
spray
muy
can?
Pequeño.
That described it so perfectly. Well, I think he would just paint the tip. Right, you just paint the tip.
Just
black.
No,
because
the tips, the tip.
You paint the end. Yeah. And then like
the shaft.
So it would be blackhead, right? Like down there. I went blackface and blackhead.
Black shaft.
Wasn't that Rick Perry's ranch?
One.
What was it called?
Oh, the niggerhead ranch. Yeah. That's
holy
horrible.
Shit! Did you just say that?
You have to say it in reference to how awful.
Even
that
I would
is.
Have said N-word.
No, because that makes you sound more racist than anything.
Because when I'm in private, I say it all the time. But that's because I'm ashamed of my racism. You're so open about it.
Yeah, but I never say it in private.
No, I hate that I hate black people. You love it. You love it.
Wow.
We're gonna have a racist
one. One. Oh God.
So one. Anyways, one. Can we move on to the Hitler story?
Next story.
John Derby won.
This is why I don't have Facebook or Twitter.
Great segue, by the way.
So you don't have black friends on Facebook? Is that what?
I've got my friends are all black, except for all the white ones.
Oh man. All right. So, next story. We're just going to move on like that never happened.
There's no segue for that.
15,000 Americans died in 2008 of painkiller overdose. And that's higher than cocaine and heroin overdoses combined. Not like John Derby thinks.
Hey, I made sure I was clear about mixed. That.
Oh, it's not me.
Duarte was insinuating that, so I wanted to be clear.
Well,
can we speak
really
about what the insinuation was? Because I don't think.
Well, when you get too high on cocaine, you got to come down somehow, right? The only thing to get you down is to do heroin.
Much safer to use.
I thought that was actually the reverse. Because doesn't heroin kind of put you in that man in a box kind of situation, Alice in Chains?
Yeah, but I don't know. If you're
really functioning. So then it might
the
cocaine, be the opposite.
Level yourself out. Yeah. Levels you out from the heroin.
Yeah, because the heroin brings
I've
you so far down.
I've never done heroin, just in case.
Can we do some right now, just so that I know what it is?
There's only one way to know, right?
I listen to a lot of Alice in Chains, though.
I
can envision
all about
that.
Heroin.
Well, I mean, I listen to Nirvana, Alice in Chains. I mean, come on now.
If you do a good hit of heroin, you're not going to be up to do any cocaine until much later.
No, you're going
to
be on a cloud somewhere for like
floating
until you throw up and you don't care and
trying to dig a dead.
I don't.
Out
I don't know if it works both ways, like coming down and. You know, bring yourself back up.
I think if you were already on a bunch of coke and did heroin, I think that
I read
would,
the I read know. Anthony Kiedis's book and he explained exactly.
Somebody call Vince Neil.
We got his number.
Anyone got Nikki we'll Six on their speed dial?
Oh my God!
Talking about drug.
So point being, we should legalize coke and heroin. Is
well, obviously, if these drug companies are putting out more dangerous drugs, and if your doctor tells you to take it, you're not going to think it can kill you. You know.
Yeah, and they don't even mention the side effects of depression, severe depression, and suicidal thoughts.
Right.
And so, how many actual suicides have resulted from that as well? You know.
Yeah, I mean, this might account for some of that. But probably not all of them, especially if it's like a
well, if it's
obvious suicide.
If it's an overdose suicide, it may account for it, but not if it's like killing yourself any other way. Like from autoerotic asphyxiation or something like that.
Sounds amazing.
You're so depressed from painkillers that you're autoerotically asphyxiating
yourself. What if you're
yourself?
Like depressed?
No, you're into that regardless.
A side effect of like the medicine is like anal leakage. You know how they do like side effects of this?
That's Frito-Lay.
Hey, is there medicine for that?
It's called Rick Santorum.
I was gonna say, wasn't that Olestra? Didn't there they, was. Wasn't there Olestra? Wasn't that Olestra?
Maybe that was the
anal leakage.
I remember one time I got a sample package of chips that had whatever that chemical was. I ate that, and as I'm eating it, I'm reading the package, and it's like, oh, blah, 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 may cause anal leakage. I'm like, oh, my fucking God, I'm not eating Pringles ever again. I'm like,
yeah, that's
there's
ridiculous.
No chip good enough to make my ass leak and be like, worth it. Totally yeah. worth it.
I don't agree.
You must love some Cool Ranch.
I love some Cool.
I mean, I have diarrhea.
Or whatever
so much,
the taco
I don't know
flavored
if I can tell
one
the difference.
Is.
You need to stop.
You're like, I think I can attribute it to the Doritos.
Sure, it was the chips.
Or is it all the anal sex you have?
Well, I mean, there's only one way to get to Santorum.
That's true.
It's not going to happen by sitting around dreaming about it.
Not from an alien probe, I'll tell you that much.
Although it could be.
Oh, you guys in your fucking
dude, whatever
aliens.
You tell yourself is fine.
All right, we're moving on to Mexico. Cause
moving on to aliens.
Maritza seems bored over there. She wants to talk about Mexico, I can tell.
I don't. I hate Mexicans, if I could just say
what?
That right now.
Ooh.
I thought you hated Guatemalans.
Oh, you're right. I guess I hate
no, she's Guatemala. Never slept with a Guatemalan, so she doesn't know if she hates them or not.
Well, she knows a Guatemalan named Limber. I remember that.
Well, I knew him. Limber ever.
Limber.
Yeah.
Shout out to
and
Limber.
We never found out Limber. If he was actually Limber or not.
Hey.
He didn't look very Limber.
Hey, Limber, ¿qué pasa?
Hey, Limber. Yeah.
That's all I got.
That's it.
So you
Travis
know
is really white. God.
Incredibly.
Man, incredibly. Coming from the Spaniard, the person who raped and pillaged Indians to
are you
create
jealous? He
Mexicans.
Sounds jealous.
Dude, don't like, act like hey. You have no accountability in this.
I don't know. I was Irish. I was, like, picking potatoes.
You guys have raped and pillaged. Trust me. Somewhere along
Irish
the line.
Irish people?
No. Sure.
Too drunk.
Well, I mean, I'm not Catholic, though.
If I was rape, Catholic, maybe. Pillage?
If I was Irish.
Yeah, but you're Mormon. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, we've been on the run. We're like the new Jew.
For raping and pillaging.
You no, keep trying to make that a reality. I noticed you're working work. That in more and more. Like, hey, we're the new Jew. Huh? Oi, we're the new Jew.
They don't have a Mormon Holocaust Museum, so you need to get over that.
Well,
because no one
guys.
Would care
yeah,
if
nobody
killed
cares.
All the Mormons.
They're like, we don't have time Romney's to kill them all, and we don't really
this
care.
This was going
to
happen.
It'd be the day after Cinco de Mayo. We'd all just stay drunk.
Mitt Romney will become president. Everybody will get upset, and then there will be fucking everybody's going to turn against the Mormons and hang them and put them in ovens and shit.
Mitt Romney won't become president.
I bet you
and
then
I'm like, other than Jews. Romney yeah. becoming president, that sounds great.
I'm voting for him just for the new Holocaust.
I think if Obama ran on that platform, he'd have a better chance of getting back. He's like, hey, put all our other problems aside. Fuck them Mormons, right?
Oh, man. This hurts me so much. I used to like John Derby.
He's got his magical garments are in a bunch now.
Totally are. Sweating bullets. But
riding
guess
high.
What's there catching my sweat?
Well,
my
at least
garments.
You're not. At least you're not black, okay?
Could be worse.
Derby
you're
would hate
Torum
you.
Torum is what's catching your sweat.
Derby would hate himself more if you were black.
That's the new true. PSA. Like
I'd be a lot
PSA.
Nicer to him because yeah. I feel bad about
exactly.
it.
Like the gay PSA, it gets better, but this one's at least you're not black.
Do you know how nice I am to black people because I don't want them to think that I'm racist?
Yeah, see, that's racist.
I'm overcompensating for how I feel.
Exactly.
But I have guilt about it, like a good Catholic.
You're like, I'm going to be
the only
nice
Catholic
to you.
Thing I have about me.
I'm going to be nice to you, even though you're going to give me a horrible tip. But I'm going to be nice to you every time.
It's true. Because I don't want a bad tip and a fucking lawsuit.
You know what? We have some guests coming on to back up the black perspective in a couple months. So,
nice.
Or in a couple weeks. So you should be ready.
You better lock
who? You don't know any black people.
I'm gonna make sure they listen to this episode in particular. That way. And I think you two will be here.
I was going
to
say, I think I'm out of town. I'm going to be out of town for that.
I will take accountability.
Right.
What happened to Nick Khalil?
We don't like to talk about it.
I might have murdered him and taken his spot on the couch.
Did he go black and he never came back?
No, he went network.
He went network. He's working for Man Up
okay.
on ABC, and he'll never do this show again. He said, screw you guys. I'm network now.
Yeah, he's,
and
he's
I was like,
oh,
Maritza's coming on. You should come. He's like,
he actually.
That's the dream of my life that I could go on a network and just tell you guys to fuck off.
Right. Yeah. One of these days. Yeah. Your one woman show?
Yes. is going to be called gonorrhea. That's all it's going to be.
Oh,
a gonorrhea. Bunch of good gonorrhea,
soria.
Maritza, gonorrhea.
Tune into that.
Are you Asian?
Welcome.
You're dripping with Maritza.
You're dripping.
Oh, God. I may actually start doing porn.
That sounds like a morning show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put her on the AM Zoo.
Put your hands together and clap for Maritza Soria.
Clap. Oh, get a gonorrhea clap.
Round of applause.
Pun one for Duarte.
Hey, you know what?
I was going to say.
If he's too big for us now, fuck the puns. Oh, they don't pun on network, so I guess
have your
don't
panties
hear.
Ever been mistaken for a can of sardines? Have you ever had someone knock on your door trying to apply for a fisherman job? Perhaps your boyfriend has tried anchoring your double wide trailer. Have you ever successfully made loaf of Wonder Bread by putting flour in your pants? If so, Vlad mints are for you. Introducing the first and only mint to freshen your vagina.
Well, hello, darlings. It's me, Mafita. Remember this saying. When your partner's nose is a-hurting, stick a Vlad mint in your beef curtain.
Sugar-free and yeast-free and completely environmentally safe. Vlad mints, a refreshing way to start your day.
Bienvenidos back.
Thinking of
you. Apocalyptic times. You're put like on your headphones. We are starting. I said bienvenidos.
You got a clock back in already?
¿Cómo se dice welcome back?
Bienvenidos a tiempos apocalípticos.
No, welcome back.
Bienvenidos.
Yeah. Bienvenidos again? Well, that's just welcome.
That's welcome back.
So you'd say welcome, and he said welcome back the same way?
Yes.
You realize that's her first language, right?
Su idioma es estúpida.
Tu cara es estúpida.
My face.
Well, all right. English is probably a stupid
the worst,
language.
Yeah. No, it's impossible. You'd be so much better off if you didn't learn English first, because then you might be able to understand another language. But yeah. If you learn English first...
Well, maybe if our education system actually taught us things and...
Right.
Yeah, I remember learning English like nothing made sense.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Even the sentence, I like you, I remember looking at that and be like, what right. The fuck does that mean?
The rules are so retarded.
Yeah. And then I started hanging out with retarded people and I was like, I get it.
Not that there's anything wrong with being retarded.
Oh, hell no.
Are you implying that we're retarded because you're hanging out with us?
Silence.
Yeah. Uncomfortable. I'll take your silence as a fuck yeah, retard.
Well, and I just got to ask, do you have a retarded cousin or something? Because if not, you can't say that word.
I slept with a retarded cousin. Yes.
Holy shit.
You can say that word?
I think you might be part retarded now.
You can say retard now.
We didn't have children, so it's okay.
Well, according to the theory, you have all the information and visions of that person, right? So you know exactly what it's like to be retarded.
Every day.
So I started talking about Anonymous before you guys, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. You know, the hackers.
Spinning comedy silk.
Is that what you call that now?
It just sounds like a barrage against
silk, really?
Weaving a hilarious tapestry.
So these hackers are threatening the drug cartel in Mexico.
I like that.
They're threatening to expose the identities of the syndicate and its supporters.
And they got the V mask, too.
Yeah. The Anonymous hackers are acting in retaliation of a kidnapping of one of their hacktivists in...
Hacktivist. Oh,
you like that?
So
you like that?
Did you think of that? Or?
No, it was in the story.
I didn't think so. But you sounded like an old man when you said that. You didn't have the confidence to say that like it's a word you use.
I can't say. I had to sound it out. That was the problem. This all happened in the city of Veracruz. Maritza,
where all good things happen.
Tell me about Veracruz.
Veracruz. I know nothing about Veracruz, except that it is near a port and there's a lot of water and people dress pretty funny there.
Am I going to have to ask you to leave? When I ask you about Mexico, I don't want you to say I don't know anything about Mexico.
Can I ask a more specific question about Veracruz?
Yes.
Is it
particularly like crime-ridden or anything of that nature? Is it particularly thought of as...
That's the stupidest question ever, because he would just say, is Mexico crime-ridden? And
there has to be nice parts of Mexico.
Are much worse than the rest of the country,
border towns are. Veracruz is not bad.
It's not, right.
No.
Right.
So it's...
Oh, and I'm the asshole.
I know.
You're always the asshole.
It's true. Well, actually, you're just the asshole for that previous comment you made about your guilt for your racism.
Quit trying to get back to that. We all know how you feel.
I
let's go back. We
I'm
have 24 previous episodes to compare my racism and your racism, sir.
Well, you haven't been on the same amount as Duarte,
I know.
So it's not fair.
But still, even if you doubled what
we're
I did.
We're talking, we'll figure out what airtime we have.
You can match mine with yours.
I have a cure
episode
for
racism. Episode.
We make him sleep with a black girl today. In the next episode, he's going to love black
We've
people.
Got to
find me a black girl that's not a tranny.
We've got to find a black girl that'll sleep with him.
Tear it up right now.
You want a black girl that's
And if you want to watch, that makes that even more interesting.
I would watch just to prove
Of course you would.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a mission for the evening.
All right, all right.
So if
the night is young, guys. The night is young.
I got to tell you, it's just shaping up to a pretty sweet Tuesday.
We're within walking distance of making this happen.
Seriously, I'm like, we're probably in the right part of town for this, too. Holy shit.
We can get a Jew and a Russian in there, too.
This is awesome.
Are you the Jew and who's the Russian?
And we can make that whole Halloween homeless party happen, too. Shit.
I'll bridge the gap tonight.
Fuck.
Tonight. All right, so what do you guys think about this anonymous...
I think it's kind of awesome, actually.
Right.
To be honest, because
part that he got kidnapped, or
no, obviously not that part. But I think that it's awesome that they have the resources to go after something like a drug cartel.
Yeah,
I think
crazy.
It's bullshit. They think they have the resources, but they're just gonna kill everyone. Is that easy? Like,
well, the thing
as
is,
in,
like,
they're gonna kill everyone in the cartel, or the cartel's
no, the
gonna
cartel
kill everyone.
Is gonna kill them. They're not gonna be anonymous.
I completely disagree.
I don't know.
I think they're gonna have a hard time. Like, these are a bunch of computer hackers, man. They're
dude,
like,
there is nothing more powerful than information. And the more you know about different groups...
Well, they may get
them,
some...
Like, I mean, they probably have people that they have other information about that can keep them from getting fucking... They're not going to play that card if they don't feel pretty confident about the hand they have.
Well,
like,
the big thing is if it's, like, going to be a politician or someone big that they uncover. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, but what kind of a nerd goes after a Mexican drug cartel?
I think it's
no
tough.
Fear of... I mean,
think,
come on.
Well, and maybe they do have some other connections that are going to protect them, but still, somebody's going to get killed.
I'll be like...
Dude, of course somebody's going to get killed.
No.
Of course. Of course somebody's going to get killed,
well,
but am I going to sit here and tell you that they're not going to get their guy back based on what information that they have? I wouldn't
They
say
might
that.
Get him back with his head.
Yeah, right.
I beg to differ, actually. I think the cartel has way more to lose, and do you think they want to lose all of that for one fucking hacktivist, as you put it?
No, I'm sure they'll probably give him back. Like,
I doubt it.
I'm just
saying,
what kind of message are they sending if they cut this dude's head off and their entire cartel gets blown to pieces?
Let's listen to someone who actually might know something about this rather than you just spouting out.
Listen, there's this guy called El Chapo. He's like the biggest drug cartel in Mexico. He's one of the richest people. He was actually in like the, Time Magazine? Or
was it Forbes?
He was one of the richest
Forbes
men in the world.
20.
And
wow.
He is a drug dealer. So you're saying that this one small group is going to bring down a drug cartel that runs all the way from Mexico, South America, Europe to the U.S.
And it's been running for a long time.
Yeah, they're not going to do it. They're just not going to do it.
No,
and I'm not saying they're going to take down the whole drug cartel. But what I'm saying is with what they have information-wise, they're probably going to get their guy back.
I
would say that.
He's probably dead already.
That's hard. They don't have any kind of army, or they don't have any kind of strength. That they're just an, you know what I'm saying? It's just kids. It's just like 20, 25-year-old. I don't, until they can get
and they're
to the
just
point
playing,
where they
so
hire Blackwater.
So this is all just a game to them then?
Until
is
they
that,
get to the point that they can hire Blackwater? Like, but that's a realistic thing that
how,
might
how do you know that they're not?
They,
I mean,
they might.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Like, if they feel confident enough to go after a Mexican drug cartel, which we all know what that entails, you're telling me that they don't feel that confident in whatever resources they have to protect them against the backlash?
Right. You're right. You're right about that.
They feel safe because they're in the U.S., and they
feel
that shit can't touch them.
They're international, really. They're all over the place.
They have access. How did they get access to Mexican drug cartel information? I mean, it's
they're
not limited
to
the U.S.
They were getting high in Mexico.
The internet and computer information is
everywhere.
They're quite
it's
respecting their power.
Global.
You might be going a little far right now, but this is the capability of where they can go.
Dude, that is a big fucking play if you don't feel confident in what you have behind you.
Right. Right.
For one dude.
Well,
for one
guy,
I mean, for
and
what is probably
they,
what, like you said, a 23-year-old kid, 25-year-old kid,
but
you're going to gamble everything you have for a 25-year-old kid.
Right. And they're already pretty smart to get where they've done.
I'm just saying, look at where they're at already. And they're threatening a Mexican drug cartel.
Pretty big. Maurice, have you had any drug cartel experience you could tell us about? Have you ever had any kind of run-in or seen anything?
Wait.
She used to be with Mule.
Yeah, have you slept with a drug cartel member?
Do you have all that information for us?
She downloads all the info.
Yeah, I slept with an entire drug cartel. It was like 1,500 guys.
Wow.
Jesus, that's it?
Through you?
No, actually, a guy that I went to, this guy that used to bully my brother when we were little.
Don't give his name. I don't want to die.
I was going Chapo's going to burn my apartment down tonight.
They
like.
Shot him in the head and they burned him in the trunk of his car. And this is somebody that I knew.
Wow.
So, yes, I've seen shit like that. Right. And they don't give a shit about anybody.
They don't give a fuck. And the cops can't do anything? Or
no.
Don't?
No, they do this thing like the cops.
The cops are on the payroll. That's
I was gonna say. I believe the cops can't do shit. I would believe that pretty easily.
No, the cops are on the payroll, and that's what they were. They're threatening to uncover. You know, throughout the names of like cops and politicians.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They uncover one person, another one comes up. That's why the drug cartels can't die, because they keep on catching people and killing.
The drug cartels will die when our laws change. That's what will happen.
Well,
you can't fight the drug cartels.
But you can expose enough dirty politicians and law enforcement to do a lot of damage to a cartel, though, because that's how they're able to operate.
Yeah, but it does short-term damage. It's not going to do long-term
damage.
And
as long as the market exists for their much money. As long as there's, oh, man, I just got finished with Breaking Bad. As long as there's this much money, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, as long as there's this much money for any kind of, market, it's going to be there.
No, I get it. But even short-term damage, like, we're talking probably hundreds of millions of dollars that people are going to lose because of that. Like, you're going to risk that for one dude? One kid from an internet group?
Well, I don't think they'd lose that much,
though.
You don't think so?
They're just so replaceable.
But I mean, they're dealing with billions, aren't they?
Yeah, but who's one guy that is going to cause him to lose that much money?
I mean, depending on how many politicians and law enforcement circles you uncover,
they already own it, so they'll just replace it with somebody new. They don't give a fuck about the people.
Okay.
And they know they're replaceable.
Right, anonymous dude, send his head over to the U.S. and freak everybody out.
Right.
And then they're like, send me another one.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Uncover
our
crooked politicians? We'll kill them, too.
No,
we'll put someone else in power.
And the Mexican cartel will go, oh, you know about me? I know your family. I know where you live. I know. They know.
But
did you hear the story about it was a 20-year-old girl, wasn't it, that took over as a sheriff?
Oh, my God, yeah. And they, like, in Tijuana, and they threatened to kill her.
Yeah.
And all of her family.
Like, there were four or five corrupt sheriffs in a row. Nobody could do anything. So this 20-year-old girl says she fucking took the job like she was going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how ridiculous it is. Like,
no sane person
right mind is going to take that job, because you're just going to be murdered. Like, you can't win. You can't win.
If you don't take the money.
And it's the U.S.'s fault is the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I agree.
Our war on drugs
and
created it.
Even worse, we might be running the whole fucking thing in the first place. We probably gave those motherfuckers guns.
No, they
I'm sure
they
some of our politicians are involved in that.
Yeah,
they
totally.
They sent this shipment of guns to Mexico.
Yeah, that's proven, I think.
And they have all this tax to track them by, you know, whatever. And they got lost. How do you lose
guns
a
got
shipment
lost. Right.
of guns that are supposed to be trackable by satellite?
Right.
It's bullshit.
Yeah,
they're supporting that. They're supporting it, and now they're pretending.
Well, that way the DEA keeps going. You know, they have
it funds all that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then every once in a while, like my next story, they'll have a huge bust. Is the Sinaloa cartel the big one?
Yes.
So they got busted. 76 people got arrested. 61,000 pounds of pot, 160 pounds of heroin, 210 pounds of cocaine, $760,000. And 108 weapons, which is probably a relatively small bust in the grand scheme of things.
Well, yeah,
this happened in Arizona, but it's like that's what we're saying.
That's a pretty impressive haul, though. I mean,
it seems like it, but it doesn't do a dent on the market.
No. But for an individual bust,
it's been going on over like 2 or 3 months, which I'm sure intelligence went back a lot longer. But like, I'm sure this is the kind of thing that the powers that be have to make a bust like this every once in a while to show that they're doing right, and then they just keep running the fucking show because it's fucking corrupt. It's all corrupt.
It's
corrupt.
I'm going to take John to Tijuana tomorrow morning. We're going to go look at some dead bodies.
I was going to say, and I'll be dead, gutted, and stuffed with heroin like a pinata before the sun goes down.
I have family members in TJ. My cousin got arrested.
They're like, do you think they've ever seen a 6.5-foot pack?
He's in jail right now.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I need to get some dental work.
Yeah.
You want to take me to Tijuana?
Let's go.
Can you protect me?
Yeah, I'll protect you.
And I'm flattered that you want to take me there. Appreciate that.
I do. Yeah, let's go get some hookers.
What happens in TJ?
How funny it would be
comes
with
back.
Me and John Derby walking down the street with Maritza and Tijuana.
Holy Jesus. We would either be murdered on site, or we would run that town within hours.
No,
exactly.
It would be one or the other.
You guys would have to be on the take within hours.
We would either just be like, you are the two ballinest motherfuckers we've ever seen this side of the border.
What the fuck?
Or we're going to stuff you like pinatas with drugs and razor blades.
Actually, you guys are the two most ballinest fucking white boys we've ever seen this side of the border.
And we're going to stuff you like pinatas. No offense.
No offense.
Part of us thinks you're cool, but... Yeah.
We're definitely going to
bust
you, like
you wide open, honky. All
right, field trip tomorrow morning. Let's do this.
Ole.
Oh, can't we wait till Friday?
Oh, whatever. It's all the same.
Was it you that said the donkey shows don't exist?
No. Boucher and I were talking about a donkey show he went to see in, like, where are you from?
He strikes me as a donkey show kind of guy.
He's from Texas.
He went to see one, but then he was saying that the stripper didn't actually have sex with a donkey. They just kind of laid her on the side. And
he was, like, all pissed off.
And the stripper would, like, rub off, like, you know, against the donkey, but not really fuck the donkey. But my brother who lives in TJ said that donkey shows do happen in TJ and that they're super fucked up and depressing.
That's terrible.
And then he invited me to go on vacation to TJ.
So you've never been?
I've been when he got married, like 3 years
ago. No, not TJ, Donkey Show.
Donkey Show? No, I mean, only if you count the one I had in private.
Well, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Small donkey.
His name was Tyrone, you asshole.
I know, that's so fucked up that you call him a donkey.
Jesus, and just because you taped it doesn't make it a donkey show.
It was a pony. It's not a donkey.
Just because he paid admission.
He had such a long, nice mane.
Jeez Louise. Sorry, T-Money.
Well, you gotta pay to see a good show.
And I'm the racist one. You ass.
God damn.
I will say, there's not much that offends, like, my sensibilities. Fucking a donkey makes me want to throw up in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you haven't fucked a monkey.
No, but the people that
I said donkey, you bigot!
Wow.
Holy shit.
Damn, that's...
What are we
going to
do about that? I don't even know.
Holy shit. We've never had to edit anything out of a podcast. That might have to go. We might have to bleep somebody for the first time ever.
Well, I'm just worried that she's going to get fired.
You're lucky your mom doesn't speak English. She would be furious with you.
I don't know.
Or no, she'd probably...
I might love you more. I don't know.
She's like, you know what? I hated you all these years, Marita. But now I come to find out you're a real racist, like just like your father.
She comes home.
My father is a racist.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Why is every segue racism tonight?
Because you're a racist.
It's what happens when you start early.
You start talking about donkey shows.
Still riled up.
Like, calling Tyrone a donkey.
It's got to be after 8 p.m. because that quells the racism a little bit.
That's true.
Yeah. Just a little bit. So our next story, Hitler was trending on Yahoo this week.
Again.
Because Duarte was on the internet all week.
So there's a story, I think it was
Hitler.
In New Jersey.
Hashtag
there's a, there's a CPS took this family's children because they named their kid Adolf Hitler Reynolds.
Child protective.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's terrible.
So they took him, and then they're fighting to get him back. They're saying they're not... There's even though they have swastikas around their house, they're saying they're not white supremacists. And it turns out that their daughter's name is something Aryan Nation Reynolds.
That is my middle name as well.
Aryan Nation?
Yeah.
Aryan Nation.
Are you kidding me?
Aryan Nation.
But you're not white.
It's like,
are you? No, we're not white. So are you fucking kidding me?
That's so
crazy. Are those your parents, John Derby?
No, no, please. My parents are too dumb to be racist. They don't give a shit. They don't have... Please, they'll love anyone that'll treat them like a person. They don't give a shit.
Aww. I want to meet your parents.
That is really depressing.
Why? Aww. They're sweet. Aww. Dumb as dirt, but they're sweet.
That explains you.
Of course it... No, you think I came from, like, rocket science? You've met me before.
I thought you came from millionaires, and that's why you were
doing
this.
They weren't teaching me French in the womb. Like, get the fuck out of here. I'm glad they didn't drink.
Yeah, but how worse off would it have been for you if they were drinkers?
They're not, and that's the only reason I'm not in jail or... raping more people than I do.
I am just a racist, just to clarify.
Yeah, I just have a slight intolerance for people that aren't me.
They're in my color.
It doesn't really matter who they are, just people who aren't me. You heard it here first from John Turner.
How did this become about my parents? Where did we go off track here?
Well,
like,
so when were you first touched?
Yeah. By an angel?
Is that what your dad told you?
You know, son, I'm an angel.
This is not semen. It is magic dust.
Holy God.
Your daddy's an angel.
Let me anoint your temples with this.
I'm looking at the host to get me out of this, and he's helping the cause. And I'm like, wow, you this don't get paid for this,
son,
do you?
Son, this is a message from God.
Clearly, this isn't your actual job.
Go ahead and lay down if you want to talk more.
I'm going to put my head in her lap, but it's got nothing to do with therapy.
She's not black, though.
That's why I want to put my head in her lap. Racism.
Full circle back to racism.
Yeah, I almost felt like you were just like serving that up on a platter for him.
I love that I got out of a more too uncomfortable easy situation by going back to being racist.
Yeah.
God,
it's your
damn
safety net.
Whatever this is works. Not my episode.
Whatever works.
I'm actually very proud that I think you guys hate Mexicans less and less as the podcast goes on. Like, I feel like at the beginning you guys...
That was all Travis anyway.
No.
I know. Like,
I mean,
that's what
I'm pissed that they're taking all our jobs, of course.
Yelps.
Yeah, because he wants to go back to washing dishes.
Yeah, I really want to wash dishes.
I want to go pick fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, man. That sucks, man.
Dude, I want to play a card too. What the fuck?
Have you guys heard about, I think it's not South Carolina, I think it's Alabama or one of those fucked up...
Where there's black people.
One of those fucked up states.
They play good football.
Their laws are so crazy, they're deporting a bunch of people, and they're saying that if you hire, it's a felony to hire an illegal. So all these jobs picking fruit are going unworked, so they put a bunch of prisoners out there.
Isn't it illegal everywhere to hire illegal immigrants?
Yeah.
Like,
no, but it's
not a
felony.
Split hair.
It's not a felony.
It's a felony.
Okay.
They made it a felony,
okay,
so people are actually listening to it. And
so they would actually enforce it, is what they're saying.
Yeah, but they put a bunch of prisoners out there to do these Mexicans' jobs, and it's a bunch of lazy... I mean, if you're a prisoner, what's your incentive to work hard? You don't give a shit. So a bunch of...
We don't have whips
dying
on those guys or something? Like
whips?
God, here we go again.
Come on, you know there's a whip
there's
around in Alabama.
Guys in jail too? God damn.
They've got to have a whip handy in Alabama.
I'm just saying.
We're not even talking about Toby right now. What the fuck?
White guys are in jail too, okay?
Not in Alabama.
Have you been to Alabama?
No, I never have, actually. Do you know how many black people are there? I'm kidding.
I don't know. Let's ask Marisa. Tyrone?
I have not slept with a black person.
That's it. I'm only sleeping with black girls from now on to prove a point.
You heard it here first.
You're going to have the most beautiful children you've ever seen.
They probably will. They'll be tall. You'll probably have an NBA star.
I'm telling you.
Well, not a star.
Well, a star. An NBA bench player.
I'll have like a little Delonte West.
Maybe a Chris Humphries.
No one wants a Chris Humphries. Not even
man.
Kardashians want a Chris Humphries.
So that lasted 72 days.
What do you think they would have gotten married if the NBA lockout wasn't in effect? He's looking to just make some money, man.
Well,
that's all.
I think really what it was, they got paid $10 million to have a wedding.
Yeah, I think it was more than that. I think it was
but
like
how
18.
How much did they spend and make like in the wedding?
Well, I'm sure it was all like
No, that's all fronted by E. E paid for that wedding.
Well, they paid for the wedding, and I'm sure
and
everything
ring, I'm
that
sure,
they said, it. Like, oh, we want to use your product in our wedding. Like, I'm sure they got all that shit for free.
Oh, it was all free. I'm guaranteed.
It was, yeah,
guaranteed.
It was a big sham, a big fucking sham. Like, why would you go for?
It's all scripted. Man.
Why doesn't Anonymous go after the Kardashians?
Yeah, seriously, shut that bitch down.
Shit.
Instead of the cartel, go after the Kardashians.
Do a real public service and nuke that. That fucking family is a cancer.
This is a call out to Anonymous right now to fucking end this Kardashian
please.
Bullshit.
How
but what are they
gonna
do?
You're
anything,
going after cartels.
Anything they put out on the Kardashians will only make them more famous, though.
Well, unless
no,
it's a
put
hit
their heads
that
in
kills
a sack.
Them. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, have them fucking murdered.
Wait,
like they don't know a couple green berets. Come
okay,
on.
Anonymous doesn't do that.
Bruce Jenner.
Anonymous doesn't do that. We need the cartels to go after Kardashians.
Anonymous, talk to the Mexican cartels. To
just to clarify,
yes, it won't be the actual nerds, but whoever the nerds know
so
to do
just
that.
To clarify,
do the wet work.
Just to clarify, John.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, you are endorsing murder.
Yes. Yes, of the Kardashians.
All right,
yes.
It's on record.
If God won't do his fucking job, someone should.
Like
Bruce Jenner was a great man.
Was, and now he's a fucking disease.
Well,
he was a great man in 1984.
He was a good swimmer.
No, he was a triathlete.
Oh,
and he put his dick in a bear trap and ruined it for everybody.
No, he was the triathlete.
He did swim.
He swam a
portion. So I'm technically
portion.
Correct.
I'm just saying.
I'm one
gold
third
medals
right.
Don't fix everything you do wrong in your life.
Most.
What just like gold records don't, Michael Jackson.
He just
Again, against black people?
No, he was
Michael
white
Jackson,
when he
no.
died. I liked him when he was black. He was
no,
an asshole when
right.
he was white.
Good but good when point. He had...
fuck any kids when he was black.
When he had gold records, he was black, though. Platinum records
was in between.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
sure
platinum
Thriller
and
went,
diamond no. records were out later.
I'm sure Thriller went platinum. Diamond, even?
Yeah, but he was on his way to being white.
Not
at
until
that point.
He was white. Didn't go. No,
that was the biggest album of all.
What color was he when Thriller came out?
Black.
There you go.
Zombie-ish.
Done.
Zombie black.
Done.
Done no, and sir, done.
How is that not racist to go zombie face?
Yeah, it's racist against zombies.
The undead have got to be pretty pissed off.
Well, there's not an NAAZ. Oh, wait.
No, you got to take out the double
ZP.
I was like, those letters don't match up at all.
African American right. Zombies.
Sorry, he does not know how to spell.
What, Swadia?
Shawarma? Chicken shawarma?
Oh, that sounds delicious. I'm getting kind of hungry.
It does, yeah.
Last story. There's an earthquake in Mexico, a 6.0 in Jalisco and Nayarit.
Yes.
Tell me about Jalisco.
I was born in Jalisco.
Oh, you were born in Jalisco?
I
didn't
know. I was
born
in Jalisco. Ooh, wow. And a little unknown or known fact this. You know Tapatio salsa? Tapatio means someone's born in Jalisco. So I am a Tapatio.
Tap into the taste.
Oh, Tapatio.
Yeah.
Tap into the taste.
I don't say Tapatio the same way.
Every time I put a little Tapatio on my egg.
Put on your penis. As I say, Tapatio. Yeah. Spice up
that shit. Tapatio.
Yeah.
So do you like Tapatio?
No.
She's like, only on dick.
No,
it's good
no.
for me, but
otherwise,
not so
I
much
like
for
sriracha.
Him.
You're more into Tabasco.
Sriracha, yeah. Sriracha and mayonnaise is like my.
And that was
obsession.
Made. That comes right here from Rosemead, California. Sriracha.
Now, if you put that up your ass, would that be a Santorum or no?
No,
it would definitely create a Santorum.
An Asian Santorum, like.
I think that's a spicy Asian and Santorum.
Yeah,
we'll call that a hot chain.
That's called a spicy tuna roll.
More about where you were born as a child.
It is beautiful. It's also Jalisco is the land of tequila.
Is it on the beach?
No.
Agave plants
agave
everywhere.
Agave plants are from Jalisco. So, nice. You know, we have tequila and we have...
Tapatio.
Sit in Tapatio and semi-good-looking women. Semi. A lot of ugly dudes, yeah.
Well, perfect for us.
Yeah, seriously.
I swear, if you go to my town, it's like the ugliest fucking guys with like hot girls.
Really?
I'm going to move there.
Yeah, I want to go there.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I'm tired of being like bottom 3% in LA.
It's true. Right. I took my
seriously.
He's like, what is wrong with people?
I like to think I'm a five.
And you could go with a couple $100,000 and you'd be balling, right?
You would. I went to Mexico last year with like $800 for 2 weeks.
And bought it.
And I had $300 left. So I spent $500.
Bought a taco
weeks.
Shop.
I did. Yeah.
Sounds pretty fantastic. Well, I mean, other than, you know, possibly getting murdered from a cartel, sounds pretty good.
It's really good. It's worth the risk.
But white people down there, those are the people who get murdered because they see they have money, right?
No.
No, it's not even, that's not even true.
No.
No, no. They get...
Nobody cares about
who gets
people.
Murdered. Who are these people at bowling? It just doesn't matter. It's so
the
random.
The people
right?
that get killed are people who are like dealing drugs. So that's if you
people
have
that are in there. Yeah.
Don't go
smuggling and stuff.
Yeah, but what about like the store they go into and they kill all 72 people there?
Well, then you're an unlucky motherfucker. If you
just a bad day.
Just a bad day.
All I wanted was Tapatio, and now I'm dead.
That's why you don't go to the store.
Yes.
Why not?
No, I went out there for like 2 weeks. I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything. It was like amazing.
But you don't have UPS in Mexico, do you? So I can't just buy things
we
off Amazon.
UPS, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got there and I was like, it's called Oops.
You guys have mail there? Sweet.
So you guys don't like get your mail through, you know, the Donkey Express?
From a burro.
Oh, I'm sorry.
From
what?
A burro.
A burro.
Oh,
there's so a guy bad. Selling, he's selling those popsicles and he also delivers mail, right?
No.
He's
we
got
have,
the cart with
have,
the
bell. I thought the only way you
just
guys
ringing
got,
a bell.
I thought the only way you guys got mail was through like drug mules.
You have to shit out your letter. It's rolled up.
They throw up in your
tent. No, that's in jail.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to roll up. Oh, you got to roll up your letter into a condom.
Jail. Same thing.
So swallow it or put it into
one
some
better
plants.
Food.
We stick it up our vaginas as much convenient, you know. We have all these kids. Like,
I still kind of want to move there. I'm not going
to
lie.
To my vagina or to Mexico.
But it's not on the beach.
One than the other.
It's not on the beach.
I thought it was on the Pacific Rim.
Well, it seems like it's closer. It's like, you know, about
not the Pacific Rim, buddy.
All right. Where can I live on the beach that's going to be kind of like that in Mexico? I want the hot women.
No,
the ugly dudes.
Anything that's like border town.
That's where, right.
Where white people go to vacation.
Well, then it gets expensive.
It's fucked up. Right. You need to go to like a small town where people don't go. Like, when my husband went with me, only white person in the town at the time. That's what you want to be. You want to be the only white person because you're going to be like...
And people like you.
They think you're a god.
Right. They are. And then they try to speak to you in English. It's pretty amazing. You get free shit. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice. You're like, no, I actually have money to pay for this.
Yeah, they're like, no, it's
just like America.
Well, what we should do is plan a trip to Mexico and do a podcast down there from their nicest hotel. It's going to cost me $5.
There's no hotels. Oh, you have to stay at my house.
Oh, can't do that. Yeah. Can't do that.
I promise not to rape you at night.
Then why are we going?
Yeah.
The fuck's the point?
Do you guys have donkeys in your town?
Donkey shows? Hmm?
No.
Then why are we going?
So you could have a nice relaxing time.
Relaxing time with tacos? What else you got? That's what else can we do?
What else you need?
Jalisco.
Nothing.
Can we go watch Atlas play? Atlas?
I guess. Yes. I don't watch soccer or
but
football.
But they're in Jalisco, right?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't even know?
No, I don't care for sports.
Who's the baseball team in Los Angeles?
Who gives a shit? Something that, like...
See, yeah, okay.
You were hoping she'd say Doyers, dude.
No,
the Doyers?
The Doyers?
I don't care for sports.
It's the Doyers. I'm not stupid.
Not stupid, eh?
But I like Doyer dogs.
I bet you do.
Yeah. I bet you do. So, yeah, that's about all we got.
That's all we got to talk about?
That's it.
God, I drove all the way out here for that.
That's it.
It's so rarely worth it, isn't it?
And Marty regretting this decision.
I almost got called a cocksucker on the way over here. This was not worth the trip.
Oh my God, who did that?
I wonder who. The person who is illy obsessed with my cock.
There's no black girls in here.
No, they like big penis, so there's no black girls.
I don't mind that she talks about my dick all the time, but it's rarely in a positive way. It's never like, oh man, I want to get my hands on that. It's usually just like, ah, you touch it too much and it's gross.
You guys been married for 14 years?
It feels that way, doesn't it? Not a bit of intercourse and we're just bitter towards each other.
Damn. How many kids you guys have?
Fuck, I know. Already. Jesus.
Seriously.
Right now.
Something's got to break this tension.
And it's me.
I was like, we need to fight, fuck, and then get something to eat and be like, this was finally, we're friends.
Say the opposite. I do the eating, fighting, fucking, then I kill you.
Then we're going to have to bookend the food because I'm going to be hungry at the end.
Well,
after you get killed, you're going to be hungry?
And I don't think you're going to have... Are you the tallest person in your family?
No, my brother's actually taller than I am.
Like an inch taller? Anybody actually tall?
John Derby.
Oh, wow. Sorry, so you might have some Mexican-American basketball player babies.
Seriously.
Could be the first
have a big-ass J.J. Barea.
No, what's that guy? Puerto Paul Rico. Gasol?
Whatever.
What's that guy from Spain? Yeah, Paul Gasol?
Yeah.
Paul Gasol is
be better looking though. That guy looks like a fucking
he's
bird.
He's blonde though.
Yeah.
If he was your
he
kid,
was a gonzo.
Like a
yeah,
bird.
He looks pretty bad. Like he looks a little more Muppet than I do.
Yeah.
What about his brother Mark?
He's a little. Yeah, that'd be better. I'd take.
You okay
that.
With that?
Yeah. He's a little less goofy.
They're both dirty as fuck though, man. Like they don't.
Oh, they're
shave
both.
Ever.
No, they're both disgusting.
Those are your people.
I don't care.
And look at Duarte. He's gross, too.
Hey. Whoa. All those things you said about black people, that's fine.
That's fine. But you crossed the line, bro.
It's over.
We do need to draw the line somewhere.
I was waiting to go too far. I'm glad I got there.
When you call Duarte a dirty Spaniard.
Dirty Spaniard.
I'm not even that much Spanish.
All right,
I'm a lot English, too, bro.
John Derby.
A lot,
yes.
You got shows this month. Tell us.
Yes. November 8th is the first one at Skinny's. November 8th, Skinny's Barn Lounge, North Hollywood, where hilarity happens.
I'll be there.
Gracias, you better, Marita.
I'll be there, too.
That's
gonna be a good
for
show
this week. Thanks for coming out. We'll have to go see you live.
It's McLaughlin and the Derbs. We're doing a little duo action.
Are you
really?
Are you this racist in person or
no? Are you? I don't say a fucking racist. Are you kidding me? With lights on and people watching? Fuck no. I say it here because no one listens to this.
Well, after we pop your black cherry,
please do.
Who knows what'll happen?
Can you make sure you put that in the radio?
I was like, I hope that means I do a black girl because that's how I'm taking it.
And we're out.